School Board President Bill Soderman says that the Janesville School District may be facing a $10 million budget shortfall. That figure for next year's budget assumes no state aid increase and no local tax increase for Janesville residents. Soderman says that figure is a starting point to help plan for what could be the elimination of around 60 positions.
When the bulk of your costs are payroll and benefits, and you need to come up with such a large figure, obviously, it means the reduction of staff. So some will be obviously in the teaching positions, some might be in other positions as well. And just doing the math, that number is very possible.
Dave Parr, teacher and president of the Janesville Teachers Union, says all that talk of layoffs without more concrete numbers and without more specific information about what programs would be cut is generating a lot of unnecessary fear amongst teachers.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what they want to do, what they're planning on doing. And that's what's really disappointing, is because we hear this 50 to 70 teachers, well, what are your plans? I mean, how do you plan to eliminate that many teachers?
Parr says that when presented with all of the proposed tax cuts, that he thinks the community would support a tax increase. The Janesville School Board has already decided to eliminate classes with enrollment below 18 students. That would potentially cut courses like specialty languages and advanced placement. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.